This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do exactly that about whatever it is that's on your mind. For some people, we have a short week. I don't have a short week this week because while the holiday is on Saturday, if it were Friday, I guess I'd get the day off. But given the fact it's on Saturday, I think I'll be here all week. I guess I need to check with Trevor. Manny, are you getting Friday off?
I am not. I'm actually going to be working at both my jobs on Friday here my other place of employment.
So. Well, I mean, I almost like working on holidays, except this isn't really a holiday because it's quiet. But it's all right. Hopefully lots of people will call. Either that or we sing the Star Spangled Banner for hour after hour. Caroline, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy, kiddo.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I am 49, and I've been divorced 3.5 years. My boyfriend is 55. He's been divorced 5 years. And we've been dating 3 months now. We have not uttered the L word, and I'm wondering when should that happen? It would seem to me that it should have happened by now.
All right, well, let's look at the situation. How often do you see each other?
About 3 or 4 times a week. We're both very busy professionals. We don't have children, but we're very involved with our careers. We see each other whenever we possibly can.
Okay. Are the two of you sexual with each other?
Yes.
Okay. And how long did you wait until you were sexual with each other?
I think it was a month.
Okay. All right, well, let's talk about your feelings to begin with. Do you feel like you love him?
Yes, I
think. That was such, that's what we call in the trade, pardon the term, a pregnant pause.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really want to.
Okay, but the point is that it's a little uncertain at this time. Do you have any sense that you want to stop this relationship?
Getting to the point where I'm wondering if it's time to call it quits, because if it hasn't been said yet, it seems to me it should have been, and I'm not
exactly Wait a minute. I got it. But what I'm trying to do is move you away, at least temporarily, and we can always go back to the word itself. Let's just look at the behavior. And you're saying that you're not certain that you love him. So therefore, saying that you love him at this moment when you're not certain would be misleading both of you, right?
Correct.
And in intimate relationships, you don't really want to mislead somebody because it's dangerous and painful, right? So let's just leave. All right. Is there some reason, is there something that he could do other than the L word? We're staying away from words right now. We're only looking at behavior. Is there some way he could behave that would make you feel that he... Well, let me just ask a question. Do you feel he's not committed to you? Do you think he's dating other people? Do you think he's taking this relationship less than seriously? Give me some sense about your feelings about his behavior. Not his vocabulary, his behavior.
We have had that discussion, and we have declared to each other that we are strictly exclusive, so we are not dating other people, and I believe that he's not.
Okay.
To answer your earlier question about what could he do, I think he could display romantic gestures.
Okay, give me an example of a romantic gesture.
Compliment me. Bring me flowers. Even just, you know, it's so great to see you kind of thing. I'm not getting that from him.
Okay. Do you have the sense that he's withholding, or it's just not his personality?
I think it's just not his personality.
Okay. Are you ready to pull the plug on this?
I'm getting pretty darn close.
Okay, and on the basis of what?
On the basis of I hate dating. dating. I don't like it. I'm a very utilitarian dater, that there has to be an end game in mind. So I don't date just for the sake of dating.
So what's the end game as far as you're concerned here?
Ultimately, marriage.
Okay. And how long do you think it would be appropriate to know somebody before you talk about marriage?
I would
say... This isn't a trick question.
Yeah, at least a year, I would say.
Okay. So given the fact that it's... do you have the sense that this man is marriage-minded or is not marriage-minded, or you just have no idea?
I think he is. When we first met, and we met online,
okay.
And he said that he was looking for the one. And okay. I said the same thing. So we were both elated that we were looking for the same type of thing.
Okay. So are you having the sense that he's not the one?
I don't know how to answer that. I want him to be. I guess I want to meet the one.
Well, I got that. But the question is, you met somebody, and the objections that I hear are that he's not very good at romantic gestures and he hasn't said the L word. But does that mean that those are deal breakers?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I think you need to do one of several things. I'm trying to decide whether or not to convince you to have another point of view, but I'm not sure that makes any sense. If that's what's important to you, that's what's important to you. And it would seem to me that if you look at this guy realistically, that because I'll tell you the question I was going to pose, and I suspect I already know the answer, but let's not work on my assumptions. If you knew this guy was never going to offer you any more than he's offering you today, but never any less, would you want to stay or would you want to go?
I would go.
That's what I thought. Okay. So the issue is, if this guy was exactly the same, except sort of complimented you, was a little more romantic, and within a period of time, when it was accurate, that he said, because you don't want him to say, look, if you're in your 50s, and, well, sorry, only 49, when you become in your 50s, when you're in your 40s and you've been dating and you've been divorced for 3.5 years, you presumably run into some guys who will say that they love you on the first date. You're everything I was looking for, and I just love you, and where have you been? And hopefully there's a part of you that says, what are you talking about? You have no idea who I am. But men are not stupid. And men have understood that certainly one of the ways that all women are assuming that men are phobic, that they're not romantic, that they're never going to say the L word. And so there are a whole bunch of guys who, and we may want to call them predators, for lack of a better term, who'll say that. But it's basically just a technique to essentially get into your knickers, right? It's just if I say I love her, then I'll take her to bed. If I don't say I love her, she's not going to go. So that becomes a relatively easy, not necessarily, and the morality of it just sort of doesn't occur to anybody. So you don't want someone to say they love you if they don't. And given the fact that you're being cautious, you want to make sure that you're not getting into control issues here of, well, I want him to love me more than I love him so that I have more control in the relationship, because that's a pretty toxic recipe. But for the moment, let's put aside the L word, which, as you saw, I was trying to steer you away from vigorously at the beginning, and just say that you want a guy who's romantic. So if this is a guy, if everything else sort of checks out okay, and you need to make sure it does, and what I think I'm going to do is, I think we're going to come up on a break here in a minute, I want you to sort of do a quick archaeological exploration of what you already know about this guy. Because if the deal is, I just need you to be a bit more romantic, then he will say one of several things. He will say, okay, I just didn't want to be superficial or it's just not my style or whatever. And so you have some possibility of negotiating that. But it's not fair to do that if, when you really look at who he is, he's really not who you want. He's a perfectly nice guy. He's just, whatever it is that takes the spark that says you're the one, he's not it. And what you're looking for here is ways of rationalizing that, which you don't need to, all right? So, Mark, I haven't forgotten you're there, and I'll get to you in just a minute. You'll get just as much time as you need as well. So, Caroline, look at what he really is, and then let's get back and figure out whether or not it's worth negotiating a little bit more romantic behavior or not. All right? Put you on hold. Be right back, and then I'll get to Mark. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Carolyn, who's a divorced woman who's dating a dude, and they've been dating for about 3 months, and nobody said the L word yet. And she's trying to decide whether to stay or whether to go. And she's saying she really wants a little bit more romance from this guy, even though she doesn't think that he's not committed to her. He's just not very romantic. And I'm saying, well, look, before we dump him or negotiate with him, we need to make sure that that when you look at the list of who he is and what he offers, it's not exactly what you had in mind. And again, there is that, I'm not denying that there is, you know, look, we run into somebody and there's either that spark or there's not. And I think that that half the world believes that that spark can be developed. Those are called women. And the other half believes that it can't. Those are called men. And then for instance, we tend to date each other. So when you look at the list of who this dude is, you're feeling like they're just not enough there, or you do?
I do, and I think there's definitely a spark, and we both acknowledge that at the very least.
Well, then it may be worth negotiating. I wouldn't pull for the L word, because just as you haven't said it to him, he may feel the same sense of, look, I don't want to say it before it's real. Because it can be very misleading, and the L word isn't something that you want to love somebody today and not love them tomorrow. You want to have the sense that that there's a sort of a thread that you love them even when they're being stinky, and that you can see that you've loved them for a while before you said it, and you're going to love them on an ongoing basis. You know, it's not a word to be bandied about just because people sort of imbue it with such huge emotional weight. So the fact that when I ask you, there's this long pause, and assuming he's more or less the same place, you don't necessarily want him flinging it around in a cavalier fashion. You want it to mean something to him as well as to you. So I'd let that part go temporarily. I think the issue about it would be nice to have a little bit more romance is it may be worth negotiating, especially if it's that important to you, of just saying, listen, I think you're a great guy. That there is that spark here. Our sex life is great. I enjoy being with you. But I just like to feel that you were wooing me a little bit more. Now, he may say, okay, but in exchange for which I want a slightly more imaginative sex life or something. But that's not necessarily bad that the two of you learn, because if you're going to be in a relationship with somebody for anything more than a couple of months, you have to learn to negotiate. You have to learn to say, this is what I want. The assumption that the other person will just know is fatal, that you can't read their mind, you can't read his, he can't read yours. And so if you can negotiate without fear, I mean, it sounds like a great place to do it, because you're willing to leave him if you don't get what you want, so ask her what you want. But I'd keep the L word out of it, of saying,
okay.
Because you don't want, that should be a gift, not a negotiation. But the issue about being more complimentary could certainly be a negotiation.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome, okay? 855-993-7569. As I was pointing out to somebody over this weekend, my job here is not really to dazzle you guys, to come up with fantastic solutions. My job here is, remember when we were like 5 years old and we were learning to play War or Old Maid or whatever card game? You play your cards open so everybody can learn how to do it. And that's really what I'm trying to teach you guys to do, is how to think about issues in a very systematic, efficient, practical way, so you can do it. I mean, I'm delighted to dazzle you guys whenever possible, but it's kind of not my job. My job is to help you learn how to do it, so you don't need me. Still be nice if you called every once in a while to say hi. Mark, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. Thank you for taking my call. I am dazzled. You've helped me many times through the years. You helped me lose weight, 100 pounds, helped me with my wife and my kids.
Wow.
And I'm really, really glad that the marriage is now almost set, that almost all adults can get married.
Yeah.
My wife and I, however, are first cousins.
Okay.
And I guess you know the stigma about that. When I've told people, you know, we're first cousins, I get the usual, oh, gee, aren't your kids retarded and all that. Mm-hmm. Is there any reason we shouldn't be married?
Well, first of all, you're already married, so but as you know, the issue of first cousins marrying is really an interesting one, because in some societies it's actually the preferred marriage. But even when it's the preferred marriage, there are taboos against that. For example, you could marry on your wife's side but not on your husband's side. So, and as you know, in some states it's not legal. And the reason, the assumption is, because most laws, whether they're dietary laws or sexual laws, have some basis in ancient customs. And what people understood is not that first cousins have retarded kids, but that what happens when you've got a gene pool that's very very close when you have a lot of intermarriage, what you have is recessive genes that begin to show. And as you may recall from Biology 101, a recessive gene means that you need two of them for it to show up. So, for example, and some people think that intelligence is a recessive gene. So if you get one dumb person and one smart person, you're going to get somebody who's kind of dumb, whether we're talking about curly hair, blue eyes, or straight teeth, or whatever. So, again, that all when you get a gene pool that's pretty connected, which is presumably what you wouldn't with first cousins, then what you get is recessive genes that can become dominant. And so if you've got recessive genes, for example, for retardation, you get two of them, then you're very likely going to have some retardation. Most behaviors are not simply recessive or dominant. And the more we know about the gene pool, the more we understand that most behaviors and most genetic situations, not all, of course, but many, are complicated. So it sounds that you have children, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So the issue about even if we said that first cousins, which in some states are it's not legal to marry, what we would the injunction would be not necessarily that first cousins marry, but what happens when they have children. So if you got married, so the injunction in theory isn't about marriage per se. It's about the acknowledgement, which is now being changed as of last Friday, that marriage is strictly for the purpose of procreation. So you have if you got married. And we're not planning to have children, then it becomes a moot point. It doesn't make any difference. You already have children, and presumably, hopefully, your children are healthy. And so whatever recessive genes either of you possess are presumably less of an issue. Now, there are examples, for example, of recessive genes in, for example, the Jewish population, Tay-Sachs being the most obvious one, where you have a group of people who are encouraged to intermarry. And so, again, what you have is recessive genes that if they married outside the population would be less likely to be visible, Tay-Sachs being one of the kind of disastrous ones. And so what happens is quite often when Orthodox Jews marry, they go and have genetic testing before they have children. But at this moment, I think, first of all, who you marry and what your relationship is kind of nobody's business. So what I would probably do is stop talking about it. But, I mean, obviously you have a long and happy marriage. You have healthy kids. And so, you know, whatever. If it's any comfort to you, I think that a very famous politician whose name I can neither tell you or not actually married, I believe, either a second or third cousin. Well, there are a number of them. FDR actually married a cousin. Rudy Giuliani married a cousin. So let me put you on hold and see if there's more to this question than just, okay, I married my cousin. All right? Let me put you on hold, and we'll come back and talk with Mark. We also have room for you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Mark, who's been... Mark, how long have you actually been married?
We're celebrating our 42nd anniversary, the 21st of this month.
42nd? Like 4-2?
Yep. 4-2.
Wow. So why the question today?
Well, because the gay marriage is now legal, and as you... had me a little concerned with you said if it's bothersome, not talk about it. But that's don't tell, don't ask, don't tell.
Well, no, I think. Listen, I mean, are the two of you are the two of you gay?
No.
Okay, so it's not don't ask, don't tell. It's whose business is it of yours? I mean, I think your sex life is private. I think you've been married for 42 years, and you know the fact that your first cousins, I think, is nearly irrelevant. I mean, you've been married for 42 years. You've got perfectly healthy kids, and with gay marriage, I think equating marrying your first cousin with gay marriage, I think, is unfortunate. Just because I think the parallel, you still got one man, one woman in your particular marriage. It's a long-term marriage. And it's not legal in every state, but it's legal in a lot of states. As opposed to gay marriage, where, first of all, it's one of those things that when you introduce your significant other and you're the same sex, it's pretty hard to finesse that. I mean, and somebody is probably not going to say, are you gay? Because it's going to be obvious that you've got two women or two men. And I think the issue about when you go and apply for a job, do you say you're gay? I don't think it's anybody's business what your sex life is. That's not the same as being closeted. And if somebody says to you, are you gay? I think it's up to you to say yes or no. But I think that we've somehow lost the notion of privacy. And it's not shame. It's just privacy. That what the person I decide to love is my own business, not yours. And if it's legal or not legal, then I may have some obstacles to deal with. If I indulge in a religion that says it's not okay or it is okay, that may create some issues for me. But the general public, knowing who I care about, I think is none of their business. And I don't actually care about who they love either, unless they're running into a problem, they're asking me for some help. And even then, it's not my, you know, I remember I got kicked out of graduate school in a class when the professor said, it's the therapist's responsibility to orient the patient to reality. And I raised my hand and said, who's reality? And I got thrown out of the class. And then, you know, I was a punk kid, and I still believe that that's the issue. That if you came to me and said, I married a Martian, I might say, gee, Mark, that's a little unusual. I didn't know that there were Martians. Tell me how that works, or is that a problem for you? If it's not a problem for you, as a therapist, it shouldn't be a problem for me.
Yeah, but there are laws on the books that say what we're doing is wrong. And
there certainly are in certain states. Now, the question is, what impact does that have on you? Is that something that you feel that you want, that you think is unfair, that you think, and because there are some states in which it is legal. So if it were illegal in the law of the land, then I think you may want to challenge that. And you could presumably challenge it on exactly the basis that you and I were talking about. Is it's an ancient law that really has to do, and in fact, it's not only ancient, but it's also very specific. As I said, in some societies, you can marry your matrilineal, but not your patrilineal. And not only is it not illegal, it is preferred. So you could argue it on the basis of a historical precedent. You could argue it on the basis of a misunderstanding of genetic material. You could argue it on the basis that it has only to do with progeny, and marriage is no longer defined as only progeny. You could certainly argue it. And if that's what you're asking me, that you're saying, look, now that gay marriage is the law of the land, I think that being able to marry, and you'd have to probably research which states it's illegal in, because it's not a law of the land one way or the other. And you could certainly argue it on the same basis as of last Friday, that there, I think, were 37 states in which it was legal to marry. But now they're saying law of the land. And if you're saying, look, what I really want to do at this moment is the Supreme Court has, as far as I'm concerned, opened the way for me to challenge another mistaken notion of what marriage is. And, I don't have any objection to that. But that, I think it's a little different than going around and saying, I mean, if you want to be a political activist, I have no problem about it. But I think rather than sort of suggesting to people, I mean, I guess the question I would have is, why say something? Is it to shock? Is it to mobilize? And if you're going to mobilize, then there's clearly a pathway that has been a precedent of not only gay marriage, but biracial marriage, religious interfaith marriages. So there are a whole lot of precedents of saying, okay, here's how to change the law. And if that's what you want to do, be my guest. I mean, Godspeed or not Godspeed, I suppose, go ahead. But I think the idea of sort of going up to people and saying, hi, guess what, my wife is my first cousin after 42 years, I guess I would ask the question of to what end, to why are you doing it? And not to argue with it, but just to be curious about it.
I equate it with someone hiding in the closet. People used to say, well, just don't talk about it. It makes us uncomfortable. The reason I guess I would want to talk about it would be the same thing. There's nothing wrong with our getting married and having children. There's no medical reason. My research says that the founding fathers felt that cousins marrying created dynasties. They didn't want that. So they said it's been patriotic for cousins to marry. That didn't work. So they said, well, you'll have retarded children.
Well, again, I'm not sure where, I mean, I'm not questioning your facts, but certainly that whole issue, it's certainly one of the reasons why priests were forbidden to marry, is the idea of passing on wealth, among other things. And that what they wanted was the funds to revert to the church. But the idea of dynasties is certainly as old as human history, so I'm not sure that I would buy into that. With the idea of ethnic groups marrying within one another to keep the religion alive or the race alive or whatever it is. So I'm not sure that I would buy into that because dynasties are, as I said, as old as human history. The genetic stuff, I mean, I think, look, the only thing I can equate it with is the dietary laws about keeping kosher. And the interesting thing for me about it is that it seems to me to have a very practical side to it, that basically a nomadic tribes had pottery that was usually not fired. So what if you mixed meat and milk, the pottery is porous, and what you would do is you would get milk and meat in the pores of the pottery, and it's a great medium for bacteria. So that you would have people who would mix meat and milk, and they would mix it, and they would get staph, and then they would eat it, and then they would die. So the idea being somebody figured out, well, look, if we keep the milk and the meat separate, then people don't die as much. And it's for the same reason people say God bless you when you sneeze. The idea being that when you sneeze, presumably that was a precursor to some kind of disease process. And so what somebody noticed that there was a link between sneezing and getting very ill. So, and the idea was that meant that a devil had gotten into your body. So if you said God bless you, that it would keep the devil away and the person would not get sick and die. So an awful lot of behavior that seems somewhat arbitrary actually has some basis in fairly, and when I say primitive, I just mean early, not necessarily unsophisticated, cause and effect. And it would seem to me that the issue about first cousins, and again, you have to remember, in some societies, including the royal family, that marrying your first cousin was on one side as opposed to the other, was preferred. So the notion of legacy, I think, doesn't hold up terribly well. The idea, and again, if you want to be an activist for first cousins, I certainly would not say anything about it. Just let me give you one other example. When I lived in San Francisco, I got a call one night from a very popular news anchor, whom I knew just in passing, and it turns out he had just been diagnosed with. I don't even remember if it's AIDS or pancreatic cancer. It really doesn't make any difference. But he was gay, and he wanted to come out. And he said, would I come to the hospital and talk with him about it, which I did. And my point to him was, you know, I will support you doing whatever you want to do, but understand what the consequences are going to be. That if you come out at this moment, let's say you have 6 months to live, you're going to have people who previously adored you, little old ladies, who are going to say this is God's punishment on you. You can do whatever you want to do. If you want to be a social activist for the last 6 months of your life, I will help you do that. All I want you to do is understand the implications of what you're doing. And I'm saying the same thing to you, Mark. If you this is something you want that you feel strongly about, Godspeed. Go for it. Just understand that there are implications to it, and as long as you understand them, I think it's perfectly fine. But the idea that silence equals death in this particular case, I think, is probably not necessarily the case. And it's certainly a much, it's a complicated issue. Let me put you on hold and let you have the final word on this, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, we're talking with Mark, who's asking kind of a... it's an interesting question. I'm not sure provocative is exactly the word I would use. About first cousin marriage, and I just I kind of Googled this while we were talking, and it turns out that first cousin marriage accounts for about 10% of all marriages worldwide. In the Middle East, about 50%. The idea being that they have double the risk of genetic disorders. But they're saying that that's basically 6% compared with 3% risk for children whose parents are genetically not related. So that whole issue is somewhat overblown. They're saying I'm trying to see how many states it said. I think 25 states it's illegal.
Yeah, you know, in Oklahoma, you can't, cousins can't marry till they're 65.
Well, that'll knock out children, won't it? Yeah, there you go.
That eliminates a lot of people.
Yeah. They said that, according to Robin Fox at Rutgers, 80% of all marriages in history may have been between second cousins or closer. So, and they're saying that Charles Darwin actually was married to his first cousin.
Yeah.
So, I thought there was something here that said, if this is the next... If this is the next discrimination that should be tackled, there you go. But
I just wanted to vent. Yeah.
Yeah,
but
I mean, it is.
It's been very helpful.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's just a matter of what your goal is here.
Yeah.
And if your goal is just to say this is the next kind of unrealistic ban that should be tackled,
yeah.
So be it. But understand that. That in the same way of, you know, whenever you ask a question or make a statement, you have to figure out why you're doing it. And I'm not arguing one over the other. It said 13 states and territories passing cousin marriage prohibitions by the 1880s. And this came out of the Massachusetts governor, George N. Briggs, in 1846. He studied this is really objectionable, you're going to have a hard time with this. He studied idiots in Massachusetts. They said similar conclusions, cousin marriage sometimes resulted in deafness, blindness, and idiocy. That the American Medical Association, which of course has been made some major mistakes in history, the multiplication of the same blood by marrying does incontestably lead in the aggregate to the physical and mental deprivation of the offspring. I mean, it's certainly not the first major mistake that the AMA has made. Despite being contradicted by other studies like those of George Darwin, the report's conclusions were widely accepted. So it wasn't actually the founding fathers. It was the sort of lunatic governor of Massachusetts in 1846. So if that makes you feel any better. And again, it wasn't about, as I said, it wasn't about legacy. It was about genetics, which I don't know if that makes you feel better or worse. And again, while doubling the chances of a recessive change, it goes from 3% to 6%, which is not nothing, but it's not huge. So
Yeah.
Okay, it says during up until the mid-20s, the number of the bans had more than doubled. The only three states to add to this prohibition have been Kentucky in 1943, Maine in 1985, which is shocking, and Texas in 2005, which is even more shocking. And that's only 10 years ago. There was a unanimous recommendation that that all the laws should be repealed, but no state has dropped its prohibition since the 1920s. So interesting. Listen, you're the forefront of a movement that certainly may be the next challenge.
Hey, cousin power.
Yeah, there you go. Let me know. And just remember, folks, you heard it here first. I mean, it is something that, in the same way that that people need to be aware of, and it's not as blatant because, as I said, when you have two people who introduce themselves as married and they're both the same sex, it's pretty obvious. When you have two people who introduce themselves as married and they're opposite sexes but they're first cousin, it's going to be a lot more subtle. I mean, who knows? So, and if this is something you're saying, it's time, folks. This is an unreasonable ban that was based on faulty information and that the scientific community says this is nonsense. Let's get rid of it. We'll see you at the Supreme Court next year.
All right. See you there.
All right. Mark, thanks for your call. I mean, look, it's an interesting notion. And again, the issues about gay marriage and procreation, I mean, are some of the same ones, but it's a mistaken notion here. But if it makes you feel any better, first of all, it wasn't the founding fathers. It wasn't until basically about the time of the Civil War. It was one governor in Massachusetts. And he felt, believe it or not, that he had scientific evidence. Unfortunately, one man's science is another man's voodoo. So there you go. But at least it didn't have to do specifically, or at least not ostensibly, with money. It had to do with genetics. So if that's any comfort, which it may or may not be. But an interesting perspective. So, all right, listen, you never know what you're going to hear about around here, nor do I. So it's a good reason to certainly listen every day. I mean, look, there are a lot of talk shows, right, where you know exactly what you're going to hear, right? Obamacare, we don't like Obama, the NRA. Here, who knows, right? 855-99-3759. Interestingly enough, what we were thinking about, Manny and I were thinking about today and introducing to y'all, was given Friday's response, and of course, and it's very consistent with what Mark wants to talk about, is how do you define marriage? What does marriage mean to you? So I think that's what we'll sort of tackle. Got a lot of responses on Facebook. And as always, our preference for getting your response is for you to give me a call. But you can certainly, we'll have some time to continue to do on Facebook. But seems completely appropriate. And I had no idea that Mark was going to call today with his particular question about it. But then I never have any idea what anybody's going to call about. It's always Manny picks up the phone, I pick it up for Manny, and off we go. All right, 855-993-7569. Oh, I forgot to check of who came out first on the weekend. I know that Inside Out was running neck and neck with Jurassic Park. Emotions versus If Something Chases You, Run, CGI. So I'll check that for you and let you know. Still, that's my favorite plot description ever. Unfortunately, it took 2.5 years, or 2.5 hours to get through it. It just seemed like 2.5 years. Right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.